91.5 WMFO in Medford. See, that was illegal. I did illegal for you, Lucas. And yes, that was Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Before that, well, we started off that block with Mastodon, Blood and Thunder for my friend Lucas here. Lords of Altamont with Action, and then Black Rebel Motorcycle Club with Six Barrel Shotgun. And yes, I was telling Lucas, I have this thing called synchronicity happen to me all the time. Like, you know, I'm thinking or saying a song or somebody else wanted that. It just happens all the time. And your friend...
Yeah, my buddy Bagel, he texted me and said, hey, play Less Than Zero by Elvis Costello.
I had Elvis Costello queued up for next. I have to admit...
Seriously.
Not that song,
no.
But yeah. And we haven't been playing anything at all like Elvis Costello.
No. I mean, he's a huge Costello head, but it's just hilarious that I just got that. And
queued up, I had Watch Your Step, not his song. But we'll play both. We'll do the...
Yeah.
But, yep, strange. Strange indeed.
We're all connected.
In some way. Yeah, you have a request, 855-915-9636. And what's his name?
Ryan Bagley, Bagel, guitarist extraordinaire.
Well, here you go, Less Than Zero on MFO.
This is called Less Than Zero.
In succession, while her husband rides a bumper in the president's recession. She's a minor screen as she looks up from giving in. But it's had enough of that, a lover throws her on the bed. Teacher, she's alive and suddenly is dead. After cheating a while, some was affecting her. I don't want to check her, so puts on some coffee and she comes back with a smile. She says, I need a South American song out of a style. I'm the team in the wild, it's never suspecting her. I don't want to take that, so you have a word. Hey!
is knocking on your front door. Now you know that they're watching. What are you waiting for? Think you're young and original. Get out before. Then get to watch your step.
WMFO. Yes, a little Elvis Costello there. Less than zero for your friend Brian.
For Bagel. Yeah.
Oh, Bagel.
Brian's the other one.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, no, guys. No. And Watch Your Step there. One of my favorites. Really got into that song when I saw her on YouTube. There's some live version of that. I wish I had it here. I guess I could have played it off YouTube, but you never know what happens with that. But if you're at home after the show, look it up, like, because he's singing that, and I think he was thinking of whoever he wrote it about, and he seemed really pissed, and like it's just great, you know, like, when you're spitting out the Kodachrome, he's just,
maybe they were at the show,
maybe, I don't know, but he seems pissed, and I love it, just the live version of Watch Your Step. Check it out. You're a big Runaways fan, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Last week you played, well, and today.
This is Lucas, by the way, my acting partner, friend.
Acting!
Yes. Yeah. We've done acting together, and we won't get into that. It's silly, but.
Yeah.
Kind of a hobby right now.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
So anyways, the Runaways.
So yeah, I sent you down that Wild One goose chase, you know, last week. And then you played Joan Jett at the end, a couple covers. And it just reminded me, like, oh man, I love the Runaways. And I got into them before the movie even came out. You know, the Runaways movie was okay.
Right.
But the more I've looked, it didn't follow the timeline exactly. Or, you know, they had to make it entertaining, I guess.
Right.
But I think, for girl bands, I mean, they were the first, like you said, the first, like, punk heavy kind of
all girl band
that they could actually play, and they just rocked. I guess they kind of got a little guff back in the day for being girls and doing that, which, hey, you know, it was the 70s. What are you gonna
right.
do? But
well, they were never played enough. Why don't we do a whole block by them, huh?
Sweet. I mean, they got big in Japan because of Cherry Bomb,
right?
But then here, you know, I don't think they were around long enough to really make a big mark, which kind of sucks, because Lita Ford and Joan Jett and, you know, Sherry Curry.
They deserved it.
They were awesome.
Right. Let's start this one off with a Velvet Underground cover, huh?
Yeah.
Runaways Block on MFO.
We want you to clap your hands, and we want you to yell. Now what happens is we sing, "It's all right," and then you shout it right back at us. It's really easy. Don't hit my guitar, Sandy. Come on. Wait.
It's all right.
It's all right. All right.
Make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Well, I can tell when you hold my hand. Yes, I clearly understand. And I can feel when you look at me. Plainly see. I can tell. I know you don't love me no more. Well, I've talked to your mother and your father too. How much more can one man do? Your father says you're running with some Charlie Brown, and that you can't wait just to put me down. Well, I can tell, I can tell. No, you don't love me no
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Reavers Show with a little more than a half hour to go. If you have a request, 855-915-9636. And right there, our buddies, the Classic Ruins with I Can Tell. For that huge, well, not huge, but a block of Runaways, Rock and Roll, Wasted, Cherry Bomb. You know the rest. What's going on?
Just chilling. This is great. Thanks for having me up here.
You're welcome.
This is awesome, man.
You're welcome, Lucas. Lucas wanted to check it out, so I let him.
But the albums here are insane.
It is insane. We have a huge room, millions of albums, A to Z rock and roll, just about anything you can think of. But someone broke my favorite turntable, though, so don't ask me to play something from that right now. So. I know I've been harping about that for a while, and I just got to learn the other turntables.
Those darn kids, they don't know how to use these things.
It's true. How about some morphine? MFO.
Some angel food. get me when I'm old and wizened, and not a day before that. The devil says, honey, it won't be that long. Besides, I like to see a little more fat. Yeah, I like to see a little more fat. You know, I like to see a little more fat. How is your
silly with a star shoot, shimmy shuffle down. We pass one feeling alright, cause with little Willie around they can last all night. Hey down, stay down, stay down, down. Cause little Willie, Willie won't go home, but you can't push Willie around. Willie won't go, try telling everybody but, oh no, little Willie, Willie won't go home. Uptown, downtown, little Willie, Willie drives him wild with his runaround style. Inside, outside, Willie sends him silly with his starshine, shimmy, shuffle, smile. Mama done chase Willie down through the hall, but laugh, Willie, laugh, he don't care at all. Hey down, stay down, cause little Willie, Willie won't go home, but you can't push Willie around. Willie won't go, try telling everybody but, oh no, little Willie, Willie won't go.
Stand. Get on up, roll it. 25, speed jive, don't wanna stay alive. When you're 25, I'm wearing stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping off the star. From his studies, a funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, saying we're juvenile delinquent rats.
.5 WMFO in Medford. All the young dudes there. Martha Hoople live. Yeah. Some cool stuff. Started that block off with Morphine, Honey White. We had Dwayne Eddy doing Cannonball. Mark Boland and T-Rex with The Groover. Sweet with Little Willie. Silverhead, yes, with Michael DeBarras. Rolling with My Baby. We're just talking about that. We got to look up the band Detective. I forgot all about them.
Yeah, I guess Michael had a band named Detective on Swan Song Records, and I don't know. Might be cool.
I forgot all about that little... I mean, I think only two other bands beside Led Zeppelin was on Swan Song. Probably Detective, and Heart was actually on the Swan Song. And then there was Bad Company. Bad Company was...
Good Company.
they're all in good company, yeah. A select few were on the Swan Song label. Jimmy Page must have dug it, and... Right. Anyway, you know what time it is? Well, after Silverhead, Martha Hoople, let me finish that up with all the young dudes. And you know the rest. Have a request? Well, it's too late. And the police are here to pick me up. Goodbye, everyone. No, it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report. And what did we say? It's the 28th. Yes, starting in just a little bit, the Cranktones and DJ Easy Ed are at the Midway. That starts at 4 p.m., so get down there. And we have Salem Wolves, Mercy Union, and the Off-Season are at O'Brien's Pub tonight. Booze and Glory, Antagonizers, ATL, Bricks and Mortar, Pint Killers, they're at the Hardcore Stadium on Bishop Allen Drive, Cambridge. I don't even know that place. Got to check it out. Hardcore Stadium in Cambridge. 7 p.m. tonight, that is. Shrink Ray, Yes, Commander, and the Big Lonesome and Corridors are at the Midway. I guess that's after that other Cranktones thing tonight. And, yeah, lots more going on. There's all kinds of great articles, good stuff about Willie Alexander. Check out BostonGroupieNews.com for all this and more.
Looking for some love. every little green back. Got to find just the kind of losing my mind. Out of sight in the night, out of sight in the day. Looking back on a track that I do it my way. Looking back on the track for a little, little green back. Got to find just the kind of losing my mind.
Yeah, 91.5 WMFO in Medford, the crash course for the Ravies show. Wrapping up here, making room for Vin. Stick around for him. What did we hear there? We heard a little Dead Boys, All This and More, George Baker selection, Little Green Bag, And, of course, Spinal Tap with Hell Hole.
Oh, Hell Hole.
Lucas loves the Spinal Tap. We're talking about that video. Look up the video on YouTube for Hell Hole. It's a great one. Next week, we have Frank Rosano on the show. Check it out. He's bringing in, I think we're just spending some CDs of some stuff he's made. So that should be fun. We'll hang out with Frank. And, yeah, go out and enjoy yourselves.